Welcome to the GregBurt.com podcast. I'm Greg. I'm the host for this thing. It's the June 3rd, 2007 edition, and it's been a couple weeks, but I'm back at it now, and I have a few things to talk about tonight. Of course, I think I have to mention Alex Rodriguez, both on the field and off the field. Also, Buddy Cianci's out of prison. He's at a halfway house. I'll talk about that a little bit. I also heard a rumor that Steven Tyler is leaving Aerosmith. I don't think that's true, but I'll get around to talking about it. And the first thing I want to start out with is graduations. Not just all the graduations that are going on now, but specifically the King Philip graduation. That took place today, and I wasn't there because I didn't have a ticket in, and nobody invited me, and, well, that's okay. But these kids who are graduating this year are the kids who I taught science to during their freshman year and who I taught health to during their sophomore years. So some of those kids were lucky or unlucky enough to have me 2 years in a row, and they graduated anyway, so that's a good thing. And I congratulate every one of them for making it through senior year and graduating. And the good thing is that a majority of them are going off to college, and it's a good school. King Philip is a good school. And they'll go to college, and there will be a lot of success stories from these kids. They'll do pretty well in life, I think. And if they don't, I'll just pretend I don't know them, so that's easy for me. But no, really, I really do congratulate these kids, and I'm proud of them for what they've accomplished. So now their families get to dish out, you know, another $40,000 to $100,000 over the next 4 years for them to go to college. Of course, that's assuming a four-year program, though a lot of kids these days do the five-year program, at least. So that costs a lot more money, and the colleges don't mind, of course, because they keep getting the tuition. I wasn't really a trendsetter. I only took an extra semester to graduate over the 4 years, but I made it, and it wasn't that big of a deal. Then again, I also went to a state college, UMass Amherst, and it wasn't that expensive to make up for the semester's worth of classes that I really screwed up in. But let's not talk about my academic status in college. Let's move on to more entertaining things, okay? Okay, so I think the sports-related story that entertained me the most this week, well, two sports-related stories. They both had to do with Alex Rodriguez. The first one, of course, was about him being in some Toronto hotel with some blonde that he went to a strip club with when the Yankees were in Toronto playing the Blue Jays. And I'm not so concerned about that, and it's kind of entertaining, but you have to realize that a lot of these professional athletes, when they're on the road, they have their mistresses in each city, and, well, I can't really say that that's a great thing for somebody who's married, but it's not shocking, and it's just too bad, well, too bad depending on your point of view, that the New York Post decided to make it a front-page story. I really don't think that kind of thing should be a front-page story, but hey, it's the New York Post. They're into sensationalizing things. And actually, if you look at the newspapers in major cities, there's generally two. There's the more kind of high-class, report-the-news-and-state-your-opinion kind of thing. And then there's the kind of sensationalized paper. In Boston, you have the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald. In New York, you have the Times and the Post. And I know L.A. and Chicago have them, too, but I just don't know the names of those papers. But anyway, back to Rodriguez. The interesting sports part of his week was also in Toronto, when he was coming around second base going to third, and there was a pop-up to the infield, and he yelled out mine and distracted the Blue Jays player from catching it. The guy from the Blue Jays actually stepped out of the way and the ball hit the ground and everybody was safe and a run scored. And yada, yada, yada. There was a lot of bitching and complaining about that on sports talk radio and in the sports pages of the newspapers. And honestly, I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, there's so much in sports that's trying to psych out the opponents. And even in baseball, it's okay to pitch up and in at somebody to intimidate them, to make you think you're going to hit them with a 95-mile-per-hour fastball so that they might miss the next pitch. But there's something wrong with faking out somebody in the field. I don't quite get that. And I've always been a fan of messing with people's heads in any sporting event. In fact, when I played soccer in high school, I played defense most of the time. And when we'd line up to defend a corner kick, whoever I was guarding, I'd grab a hold of their jersey before the kick went off. And as soon as the kick went off, I let go of it. I wasn't going to hold on to them the whole way. But it got to a few people, and it messed them up. It got them off their game. I'm into that kind of thing. So I didn't really have a problem with him yelling out mine and throwing off the other player. I think those kind of things are part of the game. You fake bunt, you fake steal, you do all sorts of things, but apparently there's this unwritten code of ethics amongst the baseball players, and some faking out is okay, but other faking out is not. Of course, I think the papers and the sports talk radio made a bigger deal out of it than it was, but I'm sure that Rodriguez's little exploit with that blonde in Toronto had his name already high up in the headlines. So this is just another thing to throw at him to kind of pile on. And of course, being the highest paid player in baseball, well, I guess technically Roger Clemens is the highest paid player in baseball, but really the guy who is the highest paid player in baseball is going to get a lot of heat for anything he does that's kind of tricky like that. So I didn't think it was bad, but other people did, and it's just something fun to talk about anyway. And something I think will be interesting is to listen to the Boston area sports radio on Monday to see what they have to say about Mike Lowell bowling over Robinson Cano as he was trying to throw the ball to second base. Because I guarantee you, if Alex Rodriguez had done the same thing to a Red Sox player, he would have been called dirty, and that would have been a bad play. But since it's the hometown guy, it's kind of cool that he knocked over the Yankee when he was trying to throw the first base. And I don't have a problem with that either. Okay, enough sports. I want to talk a little bit about Buddy Cianci getting out of jail. And for those of you who aren't from the Providence area, he was the mayor of Providence. And then he got in trouble for something. He was in jail. And then he got reelected to be the mayor of Providence. And then he got in trouble for something else. It was basically taking bribes from contractors to get work done in Providence. And, well, honestly, I think if he ran for mayor of Providence after being in prison for a second time, that he'd get elected again. It's really just a kind of a weird situation. But anyway, he got out of jail this week, and he's at some halfway house in Boston, and he took up a job at some plush hotel in Boston. I don't know what it is. I don't know all the details because I didn't really research it that much, but I felt like talking about it anyway, you know? You know, I think one of the funniest things I heard about Buddy Cianci was a few years ago when he was initially convicted of whatever the specific crime was that got him in jail this time around, and somebody on the radio said Buddy Cianci refused to appear on The Sopranos because he didn't like what that did for the image of Italian Americans. And then he was actually convicted of running City Hall, kind of like the Mafia would. So that must be a much better image to portray on Italian Americans than actually appearing on a fictional story about Mafia people. But enough about Buddy Cianci, because I don't live in Rhode Island. It's just, I listen to some Providence area radio stations, so I hear about that junk all the time. What's more important to me is the rumor I heard this week about Steven Tyler leaving Aerosmith. Now, as far as I know, it's just a rumor, but Liv Tyler, his daughter, if you were around in the early to mid-90s, you know, she was the one that appeared in the Crazy video with Alicia Silverstone. Anyway, you know who she is. She was, what, an elf or something in Lord of the Rings? I'm not really into Lord of the Rings, but she was in there somewhere. Apparently, she said something about him leaving Aerosmith because he was tired of the way that the other band members treated him. And of course, there aren't any details out there about this, because it's just a rumor at this point. But you have to think that if Steven Tyler left Aerosmith, you might as well say Aerosmith broke up, because Aerosmith without Steven Tyler is no good. It just can't be done. In fact, I think Aerosmith without Joe Perry is no good. But they went ahead and did that anyway in the early 80s when they were on their, I don't know, I guess you could call it like a break that Ross and Rachel had in Friends, when Joe Perry and, what's the other guitarist's name? It'll come to me eventually. Brad Whitford, that's it. When they took their hiatus from Aerosmith and went off and did their own things. And Aerosmith released an album, and the only song I know from that non-Joe Perry era is that song Lightning Strikes. And it's actually kind of a funny video, because they have their hair brushed back like greasers, and, well, it's really not that great of a song. But my point is here that if either Steven Tyler or Joe Perry decided to leave Aerosmith at this point in their career, the band is pretty much over. I think the other three guys are kind of important to the band and important to the history, but if any of them weren't there, it wouldn't be as big of a deal. Actually, it wouldn't be a big deal at all. In fact, while Tom Hamilton was getting treated and recovering from throat cancer last year, the band went on and toured with another bass player, but the two main guys are the ones that are really important to the essence of Aerosmith. So this is something that's going to be kind of interesting for us music fans to keep a watch on. And if there's a rumor out there, there's probably at least some truth to it. Doesn't mean he's leaving the band, but maybe they were getting all bitchy at each other again, as they did in the late 90s. And actually, when they were kind of getting bitchy towards each other in the late 90s, they went to a 12-step rehab program. A lot of people do that for alcohol recovery, but Aerosmith went to get over the problems they were having in the band. And of course, that was about 10 years ago, and they've made it this far. So maybe it's time for them to go back to another 12-step program to get over whatever problems they're having now, if any at all, of course. So now there are a few photography things I'd like to mention, since I am a photographer, and I post this on my photography website. The first thing is that the NECCC conference is coming up in July at UMass Amherst, and that's the New England Camera Club Council. There is a fee to go attend that, but they have some workshops and stuff. I don't think I'm going, but it's something that's I've heard is really good for any level of photographer. If you'd like to check that out, their website is neccc.org. And also, there are a few photo projects I'm working on right now, one of which is my Rentham photo project, where I'm lining up new pictures of Rentham's historic buildings and historic places and putting them alongside the old pictures of those same places to see how they've changed over the past 100 years or so. Also, I'm working on doing up some trading cards for my softball team, and I might post some of those on my website just to show you what they look like if I get around to it, and if people on my team are okay with me putting them on my website. Other than that, you just have to go check out gregbert.com for photos and updates and stuff. And thanks for listening. I will talk to you next time.